Hello, everyone, and welcome in to That SEC Podcast, episode number 6. I am Cody McClure, joined as always by my good friend Michael Bratton, also known as SEC Mike, from Saturday Down South. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Been watching a lot of this Feinbaum, ESPN pregame stuff leading up to the first games of the season, and it's almost unbelievable how close it is, but yet it seems so far with the most of these games taking place on Saturday. I'm just incredibly excited at the moment.
As am I. And as we record, it is currently Thursday. And so we've got Florida A&M and Arkansas coming up tonight. I've been running around like a chicken with its head cut off all day, so I haven't had an opportunity to watch much of the pregame coverage yet, but I'm about to dive right in on that Arkansas-Florida A&M game. And so on this episode of the podcast, though, Mike, we're going to talk. We'll give out some game predictions and also take a look at some of these spreads. Let's just start with Arkansas and Florida A&M, if it's okay with you, because I saw a spread earlier, 47.5 on this game.
Yeah, and I've seen 48, 47, like you said, so kind of like we were talking about before, this game should be no issue for the Razorbacks. And, the only story coming out of this one is maybe to see the backup quarterback, some of the freshmen, see what they do. I'm interested to see what the 3-4 defense does for Arkansas there. But if somehow the Razorbacks lose in Little Rock this time to this Florida A&M team, I think that's going to be all she wrote for Brett Bielema. This should not even be a contest.
I don't think he would even make it off Markham. I think if they lost in Little Rock today, he would just have to go hide out down in the River Market. Arkansas has a history of being upset in Little Rock. They lost to UL Monroe. They lost to Toledo a couple of years back. But, Mike, this is a game that even Arkansas can't screw up.
No, there's no chance. So I think we'll skip past that one. And on to Saturday, the first game. It's a slow Saturday in the SEC. The noon kickoff, Missouri State at Missouri. This is one where I don't actually have a line on it, but similar with Arkansas, I shouldn't be any problem for Missouri to get the win here.
Well, one thing on that Arkansas game, but just because we have seen a line, do you think Arkansas can cover 47.5 or 48?
Yeah, I would be surprised if they didn't. If they can't cover, win this game by 50 or more, I would have serious concerns just based on what I've seen on Florida A&M though in week 0 last against Texas Southern.
I do think it's an interesting spread though, just because sometimes teams don't you get up 42-0, a lot of times the backups come in, and from that point in time you really don't know. So, I could see it being maybe like 45-0 or something like that, but I don't know. Probably not the kind of game I would bet on. But like you said, Mizzou and Missouri State, I haven't even seen a line on this one either. But again, kind of the same thing, right? Missouri by probably 60 points.
Yeah, we saw last year, Missouri, their offense was actually a huge question mark coming into the year. They showcased early against Eastern Michigan and Delaware State that they had this high-powered offense. So it should be kind of the same deal with Missouri State. I look for them to put up a ton of points. Hopefully their defense shows up this year, and this is possibly a goose egg here, in my opinion.
Not a lot to talk about on those two, so I think right now we're in total agreement. Let's move on. I guess we could kind of work our way up to the juicy stuff. So you want to just go Mississippi State and Charleston Southern next?
Yeah, an interesting. I caught one of Dan Mullen's press conferences today, and this week, and he noted that Charleston Southern has got maybe the best defensive end in the FCS, and I just kind of chuckled at that because I don't know what that's supposed to mean going up against Mississippi State. I guess he was trying to get his team fired up for that one guy, but if that guy is chasing Nick Fitzgerald all day, I still think Mississippi State wins this one in a laugher.
Not going to lie, I don't know a damn thing about Charleston Southern, but I do, Mike, I do remember a couple years ago, either 2 or 3 years ago, they played Vanderbilt. It was Derek Mason's first year, so I guess it was 2014. Charleston Southern was really good, and I think since then they have become not so good. But they were a pretty good school out of the FCS at that point in time, and they played Vanderbilt within a point, I think. It was like 21-20, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and supposedly, it's, like I said, they got this defensive end, so there you go.
Yeah, I guess that's the good for him, right? You know? So Mullen says he's the best D end in the FCS. I wonder if he could even – would he even start for most SEC schools, though?
No, but, you know, he'd be a hell of a third teamer, I would imagine.
I'm doing a little research. This team – they were 7-4 last year, 10-3 the year before. So they've at least been respectable at that level, but no reason that they should play with Mississippi State. I would think Mississippi State wins a game like this probably by around 28 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit higher. I mean, they do have a lot of new faces on defense, but I would say something maybe like a 30-point game here.
Have you had a chance to see the line on that one?
That's another one. The FCS lines are kind of hard to come by, so that's not one that I've been able to find this week.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I was asking you. But anyway, let's move on. Let's get to some interesting games here. I guess the next most interesting, I guess if you could call it that, maybe Kentucky at Southern Miss.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be an interesting one for me to watch. You know, obviously Southern Miss beat Kentucky in Lexington last year, so I'll be very interested to see. From what I remember in that game, I believe Kentucky took a sizable lead and they kind of let Southern Miss come back and then they just couldn't stop them. So I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happens in the first half. Kentucky jumps out to a lead. But, you know, the question is, can they hold on to that? Can they finish? And just, I think, you know, they lost so much respect dropping that game last year when kind of coming into the year, it was kind of the similar narrative as there is now, you know, where a lot of people were saying Kentucky's on the rise and it was proven untrue at least at the beginning of the year. So I like them to finish strong here. I got Kentucky winning 34-14.
Mike, I'm not trying to brag because even a broken clock is right twice a day. But I actually picked Southern Miss to beat Kentucky last year because I had to do a game preview on it. And so I had to put in a lot of research. And I figured out just how good Southern Miss's quarterback was, Nick Mullins. I mean, this is a guy who was at his level of competition. He was like the best quarterback in the country, I mean, passing wise. He was like, you know, you think of a guy like Brent Stockstill at MTSU, whoever the dude is at Western Kentucky. You've had some real gunslingers. Mm-hmm. But Southern Miss, Nick Mullins was a superstar. I had them beating Kentucky last year. He's gone. Okay, so this year, even though they get Kentucky at home, I think this one is maybe closer than Kentucky fans would like. But because Southern Miss doesn't have Nick Mullins, I think he's that great of a player. If they had him, I'll be honest with you, I think I'd pick Southern Miss to win the game at home in Hattiesburg. But they don't, so I think it's a little closer, a little close for comfort, but I like Kentucky to win the game, probably something like 38-24.
Okay, yeah, and I think we forgot to mention that's a 10.5-point line at this point, so I like Kentucky by 20. And so you're much closer on Southern Miss on that one.
Oh, the line. I hadn't even seen the line. I just thought it might be like a two-score game, but that line is at 10.5. Wow. Mm-hmm. So I guess Vegas is thinking it'll be close too, but I do like Kentucky. I mean, they're going to bounce back from that game last year. Southern Miss has lost a lot, but I could see it being a 10-point game.
All right, another interesting game. You know, I think this game's going to tell us a lot about both these teams. South Carolina and NC State are playing in Charlotte, and NC State is a 6-point favorite going in. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
I think NC State is I don't have them in my college football playoff like Cole Kubelik, but I do think they're a contender. Problem is for them, that division they're in, the Atlantic division, when you're dealing with Clemson, Louisville, and Florida State probably ahead of you. So that's going to be tough for NC State. But week one, one of the best defensive lines in the country. I believe that they ranked 8th in the nation last year against the run. They got a lot of those guys back in the front 7. That's a bad matchup, as you know, for that South Carolina offensive line. I like NC State to win the game. I'm not sure I would touch the spread. I think it would be a close game, and I would lean probably towards South Carolina to cover. I could see this being a field goal game, but I don't think I'll touch it. I do like NC State to win.
Yeah, and I think this is a dangerous spot for NC State because a lot of people are, you know, as you've noted, Cole Kublik's got him in his playoff, as big of a joke as that is, but a lot of other people saying this is, you know, maybe one of the top defenses in the ACC. A lot of expectations on this team, and while there is expectations on South Carolina as well, I don't think anyone outside of Columbia is probably going to pick the Gamecocks to win this game. So I think they're going to have an attitude of they've got nothing to lose in this one. And with the NC State, the thing I keep hearing is, you know, they played this team close, they played that team close, but they really haven't done anything, I think, to warrant any of this attention outside of having a really good defensive line. So I do like NC State to win the game. I'm picking it 31-21, so a 10-point spread there for me. I think, you know, I just think the Wolfpack have a lot to lose in this game, not a ton to gain. If they drop this game, I think their season could be a nightmare. You know, just too much expectations on that team potentially. But the danger here for me is Jake Bentley maybe throwing a late touchdown and getting that backdoor cover. That's my main concern going into this game.
Just to counter your point as the devil's advocate here, I would say that a similar – you talk about NC State playing close games. They haven't really proven anything. I would say that South Carolina is suffering from kind of the same thing because last year, yes, they beat Tennessee, but other than that, I just didn't see a whole lot from South Carolina. I think both of these teams have expectations on them. I'm taking NC State only because of that defensive line play and the fact that they're going to be so good in the front 7. I just don't know how well South Carolina will be able to move the ball.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I also think, you know, for all the credit that the offense is getting for, you know, Jake Bentley and the crew there at South Carolina, the defense was pretty terrible last year. So I kind of need to see them take a stride before I think they can hold an NC State team to less than 30 points. So I'm going 31-21 NC State.
Oh, so you are on NC State. I was thinking you were going to lean with South Carolina there.
No, just like I said, I right now I'll have it as a 10-point game, but I'm afraid that the Gamecocks could score a late touchdown and get that backdoor cover. That would be my main concern with the spread at this point.
Okay, so right now, as of now, we've looked at a total of 5 games here, and we're not differing on anything because I do like NC State to win. Like I said, I don't want to touch the spread. I think it could be a field goal game, but I do like the Wolfpack. Moving on, what do you want to do next? How about Georgia Southern and Auburn?
Yeah, that's one where you know, we touched on a little bit earlier this week when we were talking about the lines. I obviously like Auburn to win this game. I got a lot of high expectations for Auburn this year, but I don't expect their offense or their defense to be in high gear immediately. And, you know, the more I think about it, they also have the trip coming up to Clemson. I think they're going to be a little cautious. You know, they don't want to show their hand completely with a new offensive coordinator. I think they kind of want to, you know, they obviously want to work Jarrett Stidham in smoothly, but they don't want to show all that he can do. So, you know, the spread is Auburn minus 35. And I have it at Auburn 38, Georgia Southern 13. So I like Georgia Southern to cover, but, you know, I don't think it's going to be a hugely competitive game, but I like them with the plus 35.
I have actually seen that move to 34.5 in most places. It might still be 35 somewhere, but if that one is tricky to me, Mike, because initially, I think I said on the podcast, I thought Auburn would cover, mm-hmm. and then you kind of convinced me, and you reminded me about how good that Georgia Southern running game typically is, and maybe not how good it is or how well it's going to move the ball against Auburn, but chewing up the clock. And so anytime you're in week 1, I think 35 is a big number, And you look at Georgia Southern, no stranger to SEC competition. You look at the last three teams they played out of the SEC, every game was close. They beat Florida. They took Georgia to overtime, lost by six. Last year, led Ole Miss at the half, ended up losing. But this is a team that they're not going to be afraid of Auburn. I think they'll cover the 35. Auburn probably wins fairly comfortably, but I could see this being like a 38-14 kind of game, maybe a 24-point game. So I do like Georgia Southern to cover.
All right. Well, it's good to see the people are listening to the podcast. I think that's affecting the lines. So
absolutely.
I've got another one that we kind of commented on earlier in the week. BYU-LSU, you know, that was originally supposed to be in Houston, but obviously now it's been moved to New Orleans. That line was at 12 a week ago. It's up to 16, I've seen in many places. And I think, you know, I'm going to take LSU to win this game, but I'm going to take BYU to cover. I've got LSU winning 33-17.
LSU 33-17. The fact that BYU struggled with Portland State, and again, we cover the SEC, so I'm not going to pretend to know too much about BYU, but I do know that every game that BYU played last year, new year, obviously, but their four losses came by a combined, I believe, 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
And so BYU, most of the guys on this team used to be in close games. Still yet, nobody they played had the talent on the level of LSU. I like LSU to win the game. I think that it is definitely closer than LSU fans want it to be. But at the same time, I think it will be a fairly comfortable win. LSU a 15-point favorite. I think it's about a 14-point game. I think Vegas has nailed it. I think LSU wins it 34-20.
Yeah, and I would have liked that game a lot more, LSU minus 12, until that line shifted. You know, so that's kind of where I am with that one.
Yeah, I would. I'm with you. I would have taken LSU probably to cover 12, but 15 is a little much for me. 14.5 is a little much for me. So I'm with you there. I think BYU will cover, but it'll be about a 2-score game.
Now here's one we're almost guaranteed to disagree on: South Alabama at Ole Miss, and the line is minus 24. I've got Ole Miss winning that one 48-14.
So you think Ole Miss is just going to blow them out of the water. And this is one that we've disagreed on the whole time. I'm gonna dig my heels in here. I may be on a hill on this one that I just can't come down from, because South Alabama might just get totally mauled, and you will be right, and I won't be surprised if that happens. But I just feel like everything that's happened in Oxford has just been a downward spiral. They're just circling the drain. I know they've got talent. I know the receivers are talented. I know the quarterback, Shea Patterson's going to have a good year. But I think this is a letdown kind of game for Ole Miss, because the air has just been taken out of that program. It's a gut feeling for me, Mike. Like, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you any kind of a football reason why I think Ole Miss is going to struggle in this game. It's just a gut feeling. So I think South Alabama covers. I think it's a close game. I'll say Ole Miss wins by 10, but if they lose, I'm not going to be totally shocked.
Well, I don't know how much you've seen of Matt Luke this week leading up to this game, but it's pretty clear that his heart is all in this to kind of win this job, you know, impress to get the job full-time. He's the interim coach named after Hugh Freeze resigned. I think the players are gonna just ball out for him, and I like Ole Miss. I think they're vastly underrated at this point. I think they're gonna come out strong.
I remember working up an article the other day about Matt Luke and how emotional he was, mm-hmm. and he said it's going to be a challenge for him to try to not let his emotions get to him, and that concerns me a little bit. If anything, I think that's kind of concerning, that this team is playing on a pure emotion. because if the players reflect how he feels, maybe that'll be a good thing. Maybe not. It's hard to say, but I'll dig my heels in and go with South Alabama to cover.
All right, what about this? I think this is an interesting game. Vanderbilt -4 at Middle Tennessee. It's just a short drive there from Nashville to Murfreesboro, so it's almost like a home game. But I actually like Middle Tennessee to win this game outright. I got them 23, Vanderbilt 21.
I think Vanderbilt wins the game, but I think it's very close. Probably a field goal game, probably low scoring. I would go Vandy 20-17. But I think Vegas is right on the spread. When these teams play in Murfreesboro, it's usually a very close game. And Vanderbilt, I believe, had lost the last two in Murfreesboro before they won 17-13 2 years ago. So I expect this to be a pretty good football game.
All right, and then here's another interesting one we've kind of gone back and forth on, but Appalachian State at Georgia. And the spread right there is -13.5 in favor of Georgia. I got the Bulldogs winning 30-17.
Yeah, this one is interesting to me. I've talked a lot about this one. Appalachian State, they still have all of their key pieces offensively coming back on that team. That's a team that ended up being the best team in the Sun Belt. They gave Tennessee all that the Vols wanted in week one with time to prepare. I think you could see a similar game here against Georgia. I could see Georgia coming into this game, you know, emotions running high, expectations are high. I doubt they're going to be down 10 at the half like Tennessee was.
Mm-hmm.
But I see it being a similar type game. I think Appalachian State will cover the spread. I could see this being a touchdown game. I'll take Georgia 20-13.
You know, it's interesting on a conference call this week, Kirby Smart talking about the Appalachian State team. You know, they're undersized, comparable to an SEC opponent. You know, they were undersized against Tennessee. They're going to be undersized in this Georgia game, but it doesn't seem to matter. They have unmatched speed on defense. They get their linemen just leverage technique, and they're just incredibly hard to score on. So if Georgia had a lot of struggles last year scoring the ball, obviously, on first-year quarterback, first-year offensive coordinator, this is a dangerous opponent, and I'll be interested to see how this one plays out.
I wouldn't be shocked to see Georgia lose. I mean, I would be pretty surprised, but I don't think I'd be shocked.
Okay, and this game is hugely interesting. A lot has changed here in the past couple of days and hours, but Florida and Michigan, and the game's in Arlington, Texas. Michigan's a 3.5-point favorite. I had Florida winning by 6 before all these suspensions, but, you know, call me crazy. I still got them winning. I'm going to go Florida 23, Michigan 20.
I had a feeling. I thought you might still have Florida, and I really do want to lean with you on this one, but it's like every day. I mean, if even Jordan Scarlett were still there, if it was just Callaway out, who's their biggest playmaker, I might have still gone with Florida because of the fact that you have Michigan bringing back just 5 starters. But I just can't do it, man. So many guys out for this game. You're losing your best receiver. Your returning top rusher is out. You still have questions at the quarterback. The quarterback you're going to put on the field has never really played. So you have a new quarterback. I don't think you got a lot of weapons in the offense. So no matter what Michigan's lost, I think that their defense is going to shut Florida down in this game. And until Florida gets some playmakers back, I think that's what we're going to see. Harbaugh, I think, is a better coach than McElwain as a whole. I think he'll have his guys ready. I'm going to go Michigan. And for a score prediction, I don't know, man. 10-6? How's that? 10-6. I'm going Michigan by 4.
Well, I hope it's a little bit more entertaining than that. But, you know, I just think – I don't know what it is about this Florida team, but there's always some kind of scandal going on. Obviously, a couple years ago, Will Grier with the PED scandal. last year, the hurricane and the trip to LSU. But it just doesn't matter what's going on there. McElwain knows how to get those guys up. He's probably, you know, the number one coach I would pick in the SEC to get through, get his program through an adverse situation. And I see this as basically somewhat similar to that South Carolina game. This is a no-lose situation for Florida. They just got to go there and show up. And I think they're going to play hard, and I think they're going to somehow come out with a win. They just always seem to do it.
I will say, although I like Michigan to win, I think this one's going to be so close and so low scoring, we're not dealing with a touchdown here. And so this spread, Michigan minus 5, I really like Florida to cover 5 points. Even if they lose, it's going to be by 3 or 4.
All right. This is essentially the marquee game of the weekend. It's on Saturday, Florida State and Alabama in Atlanta. The spread is 7 in favor of Alabama. I like Bama to win outright, 23-14. So not only outright, but I like them to cover.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I really am with you on this one. I've got a side bet with a friend of mine, and I said Alabama would win by double digits. I'm going to stick with it. I think Alabama probably by 10. I see this being a 34-24 type game, 31-21, something like that. But I do like Alabama to cover 7, and I think Alabama will pretty much stay in control of this game.
Yeah, I just think I've seen similar scores this week from a lot of people. I just think these two defenses are a little bit too good to allow that many points, and I still have question marks about both quarterbacks. I think they're very solid players, but going against defenses of this caliber, I don't see a ton of points. So that's pretty much why I got the first team to 20 winning, and I like Alabama by 9.
Actually, I want to change my score prediction because I remember my original prediction. I really liked it. It was Bama 28-17. So I think I'll go Bama by 11. Mm-hmm. I think they'll score 4 touchdowns on the Florida State defense. So Bama 28-17 for me, covering the spread.
And knowing Alabama, one of those touchdowns could come on defense or special teams. So I could definitely see that many.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
All right, Sunday, this is another interesting game, Texas A&M at UCLA, and I've got it as UCLA as a minus four favorite. I actually like Texas A&M to win this one outright. I'm going to go 35-30.
I'm going to differ with you on this one. I think UCLA gets the win here. Long trip out to Los Angeles for Texas A&M, and I think the pressure is big time right now on Kevin Sumlin, but of course, you want to talk pressure. I mean, I think Jim Mora probably has a bit of pressure too. But I really like Josh Rosen. I don't know that Texas A&M's defense, with the losses of Miles Garrett and Armani Watts from a pass rush and pass defending standpoint, I don't know that they can stop the UCLA offense. And on the other side, I do expect Texas A&M's front seven, I do expect UCLA and Texas A&M to have some battles in the trenches too. I want to go with UCLA in this game. I just feel like that's the right pick.
Yeah, I could see that. I think I'm definitely going against the grain, picking Texas A&M to win this one. But, you know, the issues they've had in years past is kind of about physicality and stopping the run. And those are just two things that UCLA doesn't do very well. They're a terrible rushing offense. They're not a very physical team. And Kevin Sumlin's shown he's very capable of getting a young quarterback even on the road to play well immediately. I think whichever quarterback they roll out, and I've heard it's going to be Nick Starkel for sure, I think he'll have a big game. It's obviously going to be tough to match Josh Rosen, but I like his chances here. And then the final game of the weekend, this one is probably the toughest one to call, Georgia Tech and Tennessee in Atlanta. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite, and I think I'm going against the grain a little bit here, but I'm picking Tennessee to not only win the game but to cover. I like Tennessee 27, Georgia Tech 21.
I've gone back and forth on this. I keep going back and forth on it. I am totally terrified at the fact that Tennessee doesn't have Darren Kirkland in this game. Tennessee's front seven, Mike, there are so many question marks. The one thing I'll say, Georgia Tech, I've been doing a lot of research this week on the Yellow Jackets. They are not big on the offensive line. I don't think Tennessee's going to be out physical. But the issue, I think, for Tennessee, it's the cut blocks. And it's whether or not the linebackers can get there and whether or not the defensive tackles can plug gaps, which that's always the case when you face a team like that. But from a physical standpoint, it's not like Georgia Tech's just going to come into the game and run over Tennessee. They have very finesse, athletic linemen. These are not 330-pound guys.
Yeah, but, Tennessee under Butch Jones, they're undefeated on neutral fields. I really like, I think the quarterback, whoever it's going to be, I think he's going to play well. I think just Georgia Tech's going to have a tough time matching up with Tennessee's talent. And it just seems like whenever, historically, Tennessee's, predicted to have a down year, they surprise. When they're predicted to have a big year, they disappoint. This looks like a disappointing year in a lot of people's eyes before it even gets going. So I kind of like them to have a statement here. I think they'll control this game throughout. Georgia Tech gets a late get scored late to make it look respectable, but I think Tennessee will be in control and win this one going away.
So you're going Tennessee. My official pick for this game, I'm going with Tennessee too. I think Georgia Tech is going to give them a lot of problems. Like I said, the game, it terrifies me. I could see Georgia Tech winning it. But in the end, I'll take Tennessee by a field goal, maybe 4 points, 24-20, something like that. I think it's a very close game.
Yeah, and I've got Tennessee 27, Georgia Tech 21, so 6 points.
Should be fun. I am ready for this weekend, my friend. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's just hours away.
Yes, it is. Thanks to everybody for tuning in to episode 6 here. You officially have all of our predictions and spreads, projections, and all that kind of stuff. So enjoy the weekend. Have some fun. Don't go too wild. But, if you do, stay safe and enjoy college football. It's finally upon us, folks. This has been That SEC Podcast. For Michael Bratton, I'm Cody McClure. We will catch you guys next time.